It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Phew. California Governor Gavin Newsom remains in that position after a failed effort by Republicans to kick him out of office and install a mini Trump in his place. The margin in the failed recall election was nearly 2-1. Now cue the millions of Californians outraged over the massive waste of time and the $276 billion price tag, money that could have been better spent elsewhere, like, oh, maybe battling wildfires, for example. Overall, Gavin Newsom's ouster wasn't very likely in a deep blue state like California, and yet strange election laws allowed for the challenge to go on. Those must be changed. Newsom won in November of 2018 with 62% of the vote. As of early Wednesday morning, 64.2% of Californians said he should not be recalled. The final total may change as there are still about 30% of the vote outstanding. But this whole episode could have just strengthened Newsom's hand. He's up for re-election in 2022. Among the crowded field of challengers, should the recall have been successful? Right-wing hate talker Larry Elder led the field of 46 contenders with over 46% of those who voted. Caitlyn Jenner, by the way, finished with 1.1% of the vote. All right, by now you've heard about Peril. That's the forthcoming book by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa of the Washington Post on the final days of the last administration. It hit stores Tuesday, and stories from it have begun leaking, and they're terrifying. According to the book, Peril, Donald Trump's top military advisor, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, single-handedly took secret action to limit Trump from potentially ordering a dangerous military strike or even launching nuclear weapons after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. They write that Milley, quote, was certain that Trump had gone into a serious mental decline in the aftermath of the election and called a secret meeting in his Pentagon office on January 8th to review the process for military action. The account of Milley's actions and conversations is based on firsthand details, including a transcript of a call between Milley and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, along with other documents. The book also alleges that Milley twice called his counterparts in China after the January 6th attack out of concern that then-President Trump might start a nuclear war. The Washington Post reporting Tuesday that Milley made the calls to avert a potential war by assuring his Chinese counterpart that U.S. forces would not attack China despite Trump's belligerent rhetoric and his push to overturn his election loss to Joe Biden. According to the book, Milley told him, quote, General Lee, I want to assure you that the American government is stable and everything is going to be okay. Already, some right-wing media figures and the former guy himself have said Milley should resign or be fired if the report is true. Trump going as far as to call it treason, which it is not. In fact, I think he should get a medal and our highest honors for saving the nation from a demented madman threatening not to leave the White House. Now, although the House doesn't return from recess until next week, the House Ways and Means Committee is spending this week marking up its part of the massive reconciliation bill. And disagreements between the progressive and conservative wings of the Democratic Party are heating up on a few issues, like taxing the rich, for example. House Ways and Means Chair Richard Neal of Massachusetts wants to raise the top marginal income tax rate from 37% to 39.6% and increase the capital gains tax rate from 23.8% to 28.3%. But the Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon and many progressives want to go further by aggressively targeting not only income but accumulated wealth. There's a big difference there. That also considers the money left behind after these wealthy people die and whether they can pass billions in untaxed asset gains to their heirs tax-free. Wyden sees going after this money as a matter of fairness, and according to a Senate Democratic aide, he plans to push for it to be included. But Richie Neal, not in favor of it. Welcome to the Democrats. Of course, a huge obstacle Threatening the reconciliation package is Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who are balking at the cost, even though that's what was negotiated and agreed to, down from over the $6 trillion the Democrats had originally suggested. To that end, President Biden welcomes Senators Manchin and Sinema to the White House today to deal with this issue. Oh, to be a fly on the wall. By the way, the California recall was not the only consequential election on Tuesday. In Boston, they voted in a primary for a new mayor. City councilors Michelle Wu and Anissa Asabi George now look like they're set to face off in the November 2nd general election for mayor. This will be a historic contest between two women of color who stand on opposite ends of the political spectrum. Regardless of who wins, this will be a new era in Boston. From the Do As I Do, Not As I Say department, Fox News employees are mandated to report their vaccination status. And more than 90% of full-time Fox staffers reported that they are fully vaccinated. The new policy at Fox mandates vaccinations or daily testing that'll be implemented soon. So Fox has adopted a more stringent version of the vaccine and testing mandate than the one President Biden announced last week. The mandate that the company's loudest voices have trashed and deemed to be, quote, nonsensical and authoritarian. Interesting. Well, we're now a good 18 months into the pandemic, and one in 500 Americans have died from coronavirus since the first reported infection in our country. As of Tuesday night, 663,913 deaths have been reported in the U.S. And a new analysis from the Kaiser Family Foundation estimates the preventable cost for treating hospitalized, unvaccinated COVID-19 patients was roughly $5.7 billion over the last 3 months alone. Wow. At a summit planned for next week, President Biden is expected to urge world leaders to collectively commit to vaccinating 70% of the world's population within a year. FDA advisors are set to meet on Friday to talk about booster shots and discuss whether or not they're needed by U.S. citizens. Stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.